Now what I'm going to do is, I'll tell you how old they are.
Well,
I'm not good at that.
My okay.
Sister, okay.
All right. Okay, I know the years are not
your
spot.
You're smart. You'll figure it out.
So Gail.
Gail, the oldest one.
Okay, these are your children.
Yes, Gail Liebman.
Is that
L-I-E-B-M-A-N? Okay. And she, her birthday is December the 13th. And Amy is June the 12th. 80.
Yeah.
Marlene. If you want to know how I got 80, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
when 80 was in the hospital, my husband's mother had just died, and he never had been named either. And I said, never will I ever go to named either. I think they're not going to. Well, everybody loves you. You have to have a name. I said, I can't think of any. All of a sudden, I said, I got it. I was spelled backwards, so she's Canadian.
Oh, that's a lovely story.
So does she like her name?
Oh, she loves it. And I said, would you have liked Ida? She said, never.
Okay, now how old are they?
Now, Gail is 54, and he will be 50 this year.
Okay.
So
they'll have to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Let's see. So
have you encountered, since you were in the United States, have you encountered any anti-Semitism?
That's so important to know. No, I haven't. Even when I worked at the Western Avenue, I remember they told me, many of us both from there, and they said they were not from those places. They didn't include Jews. They didn't include Jews in those places. I don't think so. I mean, they were. I remember the librarian, I became friends with her. She was Jewish,
mm-hmm.
And she said to me, if you name her, you know, my name is. First thing she said, I'm very surprised that they hired you. And I said, well, they hired me because I'm not working for Western Health. I worked for French, I was paid by a French company. I said, so that's why that's, I don't think they did.
And how about you? I'm not asking any personal feeling.
Well, that's okay.
Politically, I mean, how?
Very, well, I think it was very well, let's see. Definitely the Democrat, but I'm very, very liberal. If you may say so. And so are my children. In fact, my daughter, when she went to kid, joined the NICB. and she went to the Martin Luther King in Washington, D.C. She was too young to go. I wasn't allowed her to go, but a friend of mine said she was going, so I said, okay, dear, and go. And she went. I was very active. The book my daughter's all very active. And everything.
How do you get to see your grandchildren?
Well, they're big now, yeah. We're very close. I had a 80th birthday on December. Mm-hmm. I was there.
Oh,
so that's they great. All came in. 13 people sleep here in the local town.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Okay.
We're very close.
And after you were married, what area of the city did you live in?
I lived in Oakland. I was disabled when I first got married.
Mm-hmm.
And then up in here, 48 years. The longest person living on the street.
I used to live up there. I love the street.
Oh, I love it because it's close
nice
to everything.
Right.
You can walk everywhere, you know, so I really love it. And I lived with my sister now. She and I lived together. My sister was never married.
What is her name?
Her name is Ruth Steinfeld, and she worked with us for 2 years, and she already retired.
Mm-hmm.
And she now works for Friend of Us in Basel. So if you want to interview her.
Where does she work?
She works not for a friend of hers, Harold Weiss.
Oh, I know Harold. Yeah.
Yeah, Shirley and Harold?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's who she works for.
Oh.
3 days a week.
Oh.
She had retired from Sats and Shirley, and she got friends.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Shirley said they needed someone to help her. She's been, she's working with the designers for now. Now she's, now she's a secretary.
Do you have any recollections of how you dealt with the depression?
Well, when I came to this country in 1932, my father was okay. Mm-hmm. We lived on King Avenue. And my father was a butcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had made, he came early. That's why I wasn't with him. And that's why we had problems. sadness to him is my mother and the first time in my life that I cannot tell. My children get upset with me, but that's, you know, a cool story that I really don't know. But he did well in many ways. This woman, Carla's mother, and Carla Noah. And
they just had the one child together.
They had Carla out. He was second married to my mother and my father. And they had this second child. She had lived about 5 or 10 years. She has 3 sons. And he helps, helps my son a lot, and he gets a thing at the same time. They do a lot of traveling, and she has 3 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And Lexington, Massachusetts. Yeah, because her father, Noah, is a professor at MIT, and his son is the father. Yeah, that's very right.
Do you have any recollections of the prohibition?
I came in 32 and my father was doing okay. He was already married to me and I was young. And I just wanted to go to Israel so badly. I had this desire.
Have you been to Israel?
Just once.
When were you there?
A long time. It's time to go back. 1964.
You need to go back with the JCC one of these days.
Yeah, I'll mention that. I'm getting too old for this.
It's
strange. I don't mind, and I prefer to, you know, I'm really happy when I go see my children. We did go to spend Christmas in Washington. That's my daughter's friends and sister who come.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, yeah, we stayed in one of the friend's house.
I love Chicago.
You love Chicago, being along with Washington. I love Chicago. There's more to see in Washington, I think.
Well, is there anything else you want to say? How about
the civil rights movement? You say
Well, my daughter went, as I said, she went to the Martin Luther King meeting. And he always made sure that my kids were very social conscious and tried to treat everyone.
It was very exciting
to me and to my daughters, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was very exciting.
And your children went to Israel?
My one, baby, has been to Israel. His son has been to Israel. He's been to Israel quite a long time.
And your husband is also interested in Israel.
Yeah. Well, I met him here, but we went to training camp together. Yeah, he was interested in what was going on in school. And I correspond with
people that you met.
Well, one, I don't know if you remember Miriam afterwards.
Yes.
I just got a nice letter from her. Miriam very active in Jewish. No, I don't know. I don't know about counsel. She worked for the New American when they came. Mm-hmm. She was the first one. She didn't see the black skin, but the first time she was with my doctor. I'm with them, I see them all the time at the JCC, and I help with the lunch program, so I see them because they also help.
She's always there helping the sense, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
I thought she meant her name.
Right.
How do you looking back, how do you feel about what you've done and your accomplishments?
I feel very good about it.
Yeah, I mean, you should. Is there anything you would have changed?
Well, I would have been in Israel.
Yeah.
That's my only change.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell my daughter, you would have been Israelis. Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
If the mother were happy. I'm happy here.
And would you want to just contrast Pittsburgh today?
Well, wouldn't you want to tell me about the soup and everything?
No.
I was very active, as I said. I need to look for people who are interested in things that I was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that's who I was with, and that's who I socialized with and did other things with.
Mm-hmm.
active at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then the Zionist movement, he was sort of the avant-garde of the Zionist movement as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did things, he knew things about what was going on in Europe more than anybody else out there. Mm-hmm. So, he worked for these things. Yeah, he knew what was going on in Germany and the other European countries, and I think then it was the United.
So you're still active in the Mass?
I'm not active in the Mass. I mean, I believe in the ideology, but I'm not, because I'm
You're busy every
day.
You're busy, and I feel that this is a one-to-one thing.
Yeah. I enjoy going to cancer care, and I get to do things with people on a one-to-one basis.
How do you feel about Pittsburgh Jewish life?
I'm in the middle of it, and I attend the Jewish community, and I see the wonderful things that they do there. Mm-hmm. Really good programs and good, I mean, people really, if we didn't have the KCC, you know,
it's wonderful for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
the young and the old.
I mean, the young do things and the old do things, and the programs are wonderful. Mm-hmm. I mean, from our department, they do such wonderful things. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, Gail and Sharon seem to be doing things with not only the seniors, I mean, for adults, period.
Yeah.
Wonderful things. And being providers. They're just wonderful. Mm-hmm. And they're good to everybody. And they have a wonderful lunch program. I don't know.
Yeah.
And today, for instance, I was there, we had over 100 people.
And that's the menu.
Yeah, yeah, Kleenex over there. In the back there. No, in the back of the thing.
And that's the main meal for some of the Russians.
That's right. They go home and they just have something light. And that's what they
got.
Yeah. They, you know, they go home and they can just have a cup of coffee or a glass of milk.
Yeah, at least they've had something.
Because some of them really don't have very much money.
Right. And it's a very good, and they do lots of things. Right?
Yeah. It's a wonderful program.
This has been really wonderful. Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
This is so funny. You know, I said to Gail when I left, I said, who is that of us?
I'm going to turn this off.
When the Israeli Folk Festival first started that, and I was very active in that.
In fact,
they came to my house. The first time they came to my house, and I lent them my electric to make the falafel.
And
we attended all those, and my daughter started dancing.
Did you sing with them too?
I sang with them, yeah, we were very active in that, mm-hmm. because in those days when it was really thin, today I'm too old, but they always reconnected immediately. I became very friendly with quite a few Israelis in those days. But Gail, when she went to Easton after she got married, I said, you know, Gail, we should also start an Israeli folk festival.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even really much. You started a book that of all different kinds of the nationalities, which she did in Easton. And when she went to Chicago, and she lived there already for almost 30 years, she started one too there. And she had it this past Saturday, and she called me. She said, Mother, this is it. I did it for 17 years, and Fini. But she had, she said it was very successful. Every year it became bigger and better, and a lot of it. And she said she's getting to it with it. I said, did you hand the key over? She said, yes, I did. So somebody else is going to do it now. And so that too, I got them interested in
that. It's not easy to start something
like that. And Adi is an excellent Israeli dancer. Excellent. She did that in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
She is a wonderful dancer. In fact, whenever we went there, we would go to the dances. And I once asked somebody, how many Israeli dancers are there? They said, over 2,000.
Really?
Yeah. So that I like to, I forgot to say, when I was young, that's what I did. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of this really.
It's sad that they don't get any customers, the girls who teach Israeli dancing at the JCC.
Don't they? Because I noticed that they have it.
I went a couple of times and I was the only one, and then I quit because I just got other things to do. It was really nice.
And Amy in Washington, D.C. taught senior adults who perform. They went around dancing, and they did wonderful because I would watch them, I would attend, you know, their performances. Wonderful, wonderful. and one of her best friends, I don't know if you ever heard of Robin Helsner. Well, you want to hear good music, I'll put on her face. Robin Helsner is one of Freddie's best friends. In fact, you know my husband, you know Mama. We're having our convention in July in Washington, D.C. And Robin and her group is going to
attend.
Oh, she's wonderful. Robin is a very, very interesting girl. She performs, this is her fourth time that she goes to Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to Japan to perform for the holidays. She's not a Hazanit, but she sings and she can do things, so she goes there. And the first bar mitzvah that Beijing had, Robin was the one who...
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So she's very good in my health and faith.
Yeah.
But my kids were, you know, Abe is an excellent degree for cancer. Very good.
Oh, you have to show us pictures.
Yeah, I will.
Tell us your daughter's first and last names.
My youngest daughter is the Levaport, R-A-T-T-O-R-T, Central Rapport. And Gail's name is Liebman, Gail Liebman.
L-I-E.
L-I-E. Yeah,
thank you.